Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. And today is March 9th, 2024. That's right, March 9th, Saturday. Happy Saturday. I just thank you and praise the Lord for each and every one of you and ask that God is blessing you overly and abundantly what you could ask or thank. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord that God is blessing you. I thank the Lord that God is in you and that God is in you in the fullness of God, and that the fullness of God that is in you is in you for you. Glory to God. In you for you to help you produce the best you can be. Glory to God. I thank God that yesterday was Thank God Friday. Hallelujah. Thank God Friday. And I pray that you honored and lifted God and gave thanksgiving all day long, and that it is continuing today for you to give God thanks and praise, because God is worthy of all the thanks and praise that we can give each and every day. We want to give God everything that we have in our lives, and we want to move in the fullness of God, that God is blessing us over and abundantly what we can ask or thank. We want to believe God for all the things that God has given us and give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I sit in my office and look out the window, I see the glorious nature of God. And there's a little blue jay just sitting, a little baby blue jay, sitting on the railing on my deck. And it just makes me think of how wonderful God is to each of us and how God blesses us just with little things in our lives. I love watching my backyard nature, and I love watching the birds in the backyard and seeing squirrels run around, and so that for me, that's a blessing to have a blue jay, a beautiful bird like that, sitting at the on my railing. And one day I came in my office and there was this huge, I think it's a red hawk, sitting on the railing of my deck. I mean, just inches from my window. The bird was beautiful. Oh my goodness. And that was just wonderful for me, you know, and because of the things that I enjoy. And God will do that same thing for you. God is in you for you. And you just have to believe the love of God, that God's love is in you and for you. We've been talking about love, and that's been our focus this week, is love all. You know, kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Faith, hope, love. And we have the faith of God, our hope is in Jesus, and we love all. We love all. And in loving all, we have to, first of all, receive the love of God. And receiving the love of God in us and realizing that God's love is for us. And being that the love of God is for us, that once we understand that our love for God is what God has given to us and that God loves us, then we can begin to love ourselves. And we have to learn to love ourselves so that we can love others. We have to learn how to love ourselves. And use the love that God has given us. And God's love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that lives in us, the Spirit of God that lives in us. And we have to begin to believe the love, believe God's love for us. And as we believe God's love for us and realize that God's love is for us, and begin the healing process that God has for us so that we can begin to heal all of the hurts and pains in our lives, then we can begin to love other people. Then we can begin to reach out to other people and give them love and show them how much God loves them through us, because we are the ambassadors of God in this earth. We are actually more than the ambassadors. We are God's children. And because we are the children of God, we have to represent God as God's offspring. As the offspring of God, we have to begin to act like that. And begin to minister like that, that we're the offspring of the Most High God, the God who is above all things, the God who made all things from nothing, the God who loved us so much that he sent the Son. We have to begin to believe that and begin to have that permeate our lives. And as we do that, then we can begin to love others. But not until we love ourselves can we love others. We think that we're doing things to love others, but we're not when we don't love ourselves. Looking at the scriptures that we've been reading through, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, 22, 37 through 40, Mark 12, 29 through 31, and Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. As we looked at those and we read over all three of them, and we're looking at the scriptures and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal God's word to us. And we've been looking at it's not the last verse, but the verse that says, you must love your friend. This is Matthew. Love your friend in the same way you love yourself, in the same way you love yourself. So you have to first understand the love for you so that you can love your friend the same way you love you. And then in Mark, it says, you must love your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. Your neighbor, you got to learn how to love your neighbor. Your neighbor is everyone on this planet. Every single person on this planet is your neighbor. And as you love your neighbor as yourself, each person on this planet is how we do that. As we do it, as Jesus said, as you do it unto the least of these, as you feed them, as you clothe them, as you help them do better, grow better, as you do it to the least of these, as you give them a bottle of water, then you've done it unto me. As you visit them in jail, as you talk to them, those who are prisoners, as you do it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So until we learn how to love ourselves, we can't do it to the least of these. We have to deal with ourselves first. The love of God is in you, for you. And then in Luke, it says, you must love your neighbor and your friend. As well as you love yourself, as well as, I love that part, as well as you love yourself, as well as, Have we really see how well we love ourselves? Have we looked at that? Have we searched it out to see what's missing in us? What part of us do we not love? And we have to look at, that and search it out, asking God, the Spirit of God, search out in me the places I do not love and help me learn how to love them. Help me to eradicate those things that need to be eradicated out of my life. And there are things that we need to get rid of. There are our character flaws, so to speak, in us that we need to get rid of. We need to be able to turn around and make better. Because sometimes those characters, and I hate to call them flaws, those character cracks need to be mended and not necessarily eradicated, but need to be mended so that we can use them for the good and not for harm, and learn how to mend those character cracks and bind them in the love of God and begin to use them for the purposes of loving others as well as loving ourselves. And so as we look at that, as we look at loving ourselves, we need to make sure that it's a journey and it's not a one-time happening, because it takes it. We've been walking through this life however many years, and I've been walking 62. So there's a lot of things I've picked up. There's a lot of things that I've learned that I've had to unlearn, and I'm still unlearning. You know, some of them I'm still unlearning. You know, you find yourself when you go into automatic mode that you fall back on those old things that you learned years ago. And so you find that now I have to expand my thinking. I have to expand my thinking to say, no, that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way that Jesus showed me to walk. That's not how Jesus would have had me to deal with that situation. Okay, so what's stopping me? Why did I react that way? You know, and so then we have to understand that, you know, okay, why didn't I see that? You know, there was something that happened yesterday. And when I went to work and walked in my office, when you walk in my office, you turn, there's three desks in the office. My desk is in the furthest part of the office, and you can look right at the front of my desk. And as I looked at my desk, there's this little sign that says "Boss Lady" on my desk. I'm not real sure why I took that negatively, but I did. I laughed. That was the first thing I did, was laugh. I bust out and laughed at "Boss Lady." You know, but as the day, it wore on me, and I kept thinking, who put that there? Why would they put that there? I don't understand. Now, yes, I guess I am Boss Lady, really. But it is for me, it's not a great connotation. And when I told my wife about it, she said, "Oh, that was nice." I was like, "Really? You saw that as nice?" She said, "Yes, that was a good thing that they think that. That's good." I was like, "Oh, okay. All right, it's a good thing. Let me think about that." So that's one of those character cracks. You know, what is it about that bothered me? You know, why did I see that as a negative? You know, I want to make sure, because I like to make sure that, now I realize that everybody's not going to like me, you know, and I'm just talking to me. I know everybody's not going to like me, but you know, you don't want to feel like you're being overbearing. You don't want to feel like that you're pushing stuff off on yourself, off on other people, but I'm taking care of the business that I've been sent there to do. You know, and that's what I do every day. I take care of my business. I take care of what needs to be done. I make sure things get done. And, you know, there are things that, you know, that always aren't finished, but I'm bringing them to the finish line. You know, so it's something I have to work on. Because what about that? That I don't love myself enough to believe that, yes, I am boss lady. Okay, cool. Thank you. I appreciate y'all acknowledging that. You know, what is it in me that wants to play that damn? You know, does it? What is it about me? What is that character crack in me that I don't want to embrace that and see that as a positive? That's something that I have to work on in me. You know, I have to work on that. That's not whoever did that. That's not their place to work on it. That's my place to work on it. I receive it and I'm grateful. Don't know who to thank because I don't know who put it there. But I have to work on that being a positive in my life. You need to make sure you're looking at those things that cause you to back up a little bit and say, you know, why do we take things negatively? You know, instead of taking them positively, what makes us look at things at a different bit than other people may look at them and make sure that it's not a character crack that needs to be mended, that the love needs to come through and put in the mortar and mend them for us and mend them with us, actually. Mend them with us, not for us, but with us. You know, and see, and that's part of that. Of us working on those old verbiages that we've learned over the years out of tradition from religious organizations. We've learned different verbiage that makes us say things in a way that's really not the truth of that. You know, so we have to learn that the love of God is in us, for us. And believe that God's love is for us. And that we can walk in the fullness of the love. And believe that God is for the good in our lives. The fullness of the good that Jesus came, died, and rose again for us to have. The fullness, the abundance of that love. And keep walking in it. I pray that you have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. I thank God that God is revealing his love to you in the fullest way and that you are receiving that love and that you know that God's love is in you for you. And because you know it's in you for you, you can love others. You can love your neighbor. You can love your friend. And you can love yourself. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. So much more. Have a glorious day on tomorrow. Gather with the saints somewhere. And I will talk to you on Monday. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4 verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.